time now for KJN Torpy Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Pretty warm. Pretty warm. 71 degrees out right now. It's actually nice out right now. Won't be that way forever.
No, not for long.
We're used to that, right?
I guess so.
No break in the weather to speak of here early in the week. No. But at least I see Singer double digits later on this week.
By Thursday, we hope.
Some high temperatures in the double-digit range. Otherwise, going to be more of the same. So if you are familiar with it, used to it, sick and tired of it, dreaming or praying for it to change, it is what it is. It's not going to change much here early in the week. We're still going to have hot temperatures here for the next couple, 3 or 4 days. Brett's in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about, I guess, how you can stay cool and comfortable.
Yeah.
Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Camblin Plumbing and Heating and Lennox have been together since 1943. During those 69 years, we have been approached by every other heating and manufacturing company there is to carry a line of products. Through examination of each of these other lines, we know that Lennox will deliver you the best quality and longevity. We have compared all the brands of products through the years and have learned that there isn't any other brand that has the overall track record of Lennox. Your trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating and Lennox is extremely important to us, and we know that we have to earn that trust each and every time we come to help you. Longevity, quality, and efficiency are the benefits that you can count on with Camblin Plumbing and Heating with Lennox in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. A lot of calls, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So. You don't even make a schedule anymore, do you?
No, I've got a schedule, believe it or not. It's hard to keep it, but...
I bet.
Yeah.
I figured at this point in time, there's no sense on working on tomorrow's schedule. Yeah. You might as well just wait till you get in and see what the phone calls bring.
I was out doing calls this weekend. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I think most of the guys work this weekend.
Nobody's... Is there any one thing that's... I mean, is it... It's just hot and things are wearing out, huh?
It's hot. Keep them washed out and keep them filters clean.
Yeah, I suppose you could probably do yourself a lot of good just by the simple maintenance stuff.
Yep, you betcha.
Otherwise, it gets expensive.
Keep the blinds closed, too.
Well, yeah, anything you can do to kind of keep the heat out and, you know, reflect that a little bit so you don't have it coming in, and then you don't have quite as much to cool down in the first place. But I suppose you're talking both central units and window units and stuff.
Yep.
I mean, all that stuff's going to be better if you just take care of the maintenance on them.
You betcha.
All right. Welcome to summer in Iowa. Huh?
It was kind of ironic. We're hoping for 90s.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that just the way? Well, you know, and lawns are in such bad shape right now that folks are just, I mean, some of them, you know, a lot of folks just throwing their hands up in the air. There's no sense taking the hose out and watering anymore. You just can't keep up with it. But, you know, the darn thing is since it's, you know, kind of the way it is, gee, it would be nice to maybe go out and spray it for weeds or something too, but because it's so hot, you really can't do that either.
That's the only thing that's green. Are you crazy?
I know. I think that's half the reason the lawn looks brown, because the weeds are sucking up all the moisture. Yeah, if it wasn't for the weeds, we wouldn't have anything to hang our Christmas lights on. Well, we'll get through it all. We laugh, but it's not fun, and it's not necessarily funny for everyone either, but we'll get through it all. Hey, I want to spend a little bit of time with you this morning talking county fairs. We've been zipping around here at the radio station to a number of county fairs. We were in Greenfield and Avoca last week to share with you some of the events and activities going on at the fairs. The Audubon and Cass County fairs come up here in our area now this week as a lot of the attention gets turned to a lot of livestock entries and different types of activities at the fair. But especially with Cass County Fair this year, I wanted to spend a little time just kind of reminding you and visiting with you about some of the changes. Now, for those folks who are deeply entrenched in all of the fair and agricultural activities that go on each year in conjunction with the fair, I'm sure they're plenty aware of the changes that are happening this year with the Cass County Fair. But for some of those folks who are casual fair visitors, who maybe don't necessarily have kids anymore, who are involved in 4-H or FFA, or perhaps folks that just like to stop on out, maybe enjoy some food out there for lunch or for dinner at the food stands, maybe take in a little bit of the entertainment once in a while that they enjoy at the fair, fair. They may or may not be terribly familiar with the fact that the fair dates and days have changed this year. Long tradition with Cass County Fair being mostly in the week during the weekdays. Over the last many years, for example, the Queen Contest and some of the other activities kind of got things started on a Sunday, and then the kind of busiest days were always Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the fair sale coming up on Friday. But that's not the case this year. Realistically, what happened with the fair is they just kind of moved it back a few days. So instead of kind of getting started on a weekend and moving through the balance of the week, this year the Cass County Fair starts during the week and runs through the balance primarily of the weekend, and that gets underway here later this week. Their preparation day at the Cass County Fair is coming up this Wednesday, so they'll kind of do all their things that they have to do and get everything kind of put together and stuff for everything coming up on this next week or so on Wednesday. And then Thursday there'll be a lot of activity there because it'll be kind of check-in day. They'll have all kinds of weigh-ins and check-ins of a number of different entries and things during the day. The food sale and stuff will be going on during the day. The static exhibits will be judged on Thursday as well, so there'll be a little activity there. Now you get to Thursday night, there'll be some activity as well, because the King and Queen Contest will be Thursday night. Now remember, traditionally that was on Sunday night, but now that is on Thursday night this year as they get the fair kicked off. And then senior recognition will be that at that time as well, and the Blue Tones will also be appearing to help entertain during the evening. And then the main days of the fair, if you want to call them the meat of the fair, the 4 days where most of the activity and judging and things go on, will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of this year. So again, if you're used to maybe stopping out for lunch during the week, don't show up on a Wednesday for lunch. You're going to be disappointed. There won't be anything there. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday will be the sale as well. But on Friday, the schedule looks like this now, coming up this Friday, the 27th. They'll have, as far as the livestock shows go, the rabbit show and the horse show get underway in the morning at 9 o'clock. They have the feeder calf show that'll go on a little later in the day at 5 o'clock. That'll be the first day where the commercial exhibits will be open as well at 10 o'clock. In the morning, and then they'll also have all those 4-H exhibits opened up in the community center for folks to kind of look through as well. And then also they'll finish up the night on Friday with the bull ride. Now you're familiar with the that bull ride being there on typically on Thursday night, which was kind of the last night of the fair. Now it'll be kind of kicking things off a little bit. So the bull ride this year will start at 7:30 this Friday, July 27th. With all of that activity. So look for that coming up here this Friday night. Okay, don't show up Thursday night for the bull ride. You'll be disappointed. Okay, Friday night is the night for that. Then on Saturday, they'll turn things over, and it'll be a full day of activities there as well. The sheep show will be the kind of the main livestock show that'll be going on. The pet show also will be held that day. Sheep show getting underway at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Now, again, the commercial exhibits will be open throughout the day. You can check out all the things up in the 4-H building. Also, the working exhibits, educational presentations. They'll have all kinds of those activities going on during the day. And then they've got something called the Skid Loader Rodeo that'll be going on actually for a few days, and they'll have kind of preliminary events for that and leading up to the finals, but that'll be held in the afternoon on Saturday from 2 to 4. The livestock judging contest is at 3 o'clock, and then the featured entertainment on Saturday night will be the ATV races, and that gets underway at 6 o'clock, and that's Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, July 28th at the fair. And then on Sunday, again, lots of activities continuing throughout the day, starting in at 7:30 in the morning. They'll start up the day with the swine show. That'll be the main livestock judging that day, the swine show at 7:30. Also, as far as judging goes, they'll have the poultry show at 2 o'clock, and the dog show also happens at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Commercial exhibits open up again all day Sunday. The decorator showcase will be held Sunday afternoon. And also, from 2 to 4, they'll have more of the skid loader rodeo preliminaries. The horse fun show will start at 6 o'clock at night. Also at 4 o'clock in the afternoon is the tractor pull for entertainment on Sunday. And then on Monday, July 30th, 1 week from today, it's another very busy day of activities as they start the day in the morning at 8 o'clock with the Beef Show. So a week from today, next Monday, July 30th, is the Beef Show. Also among the animal activities going on that day, the Dairy and Dairy Goat Show will happen on Monday the 30th, along with the Meat Goat Show. Other things going on include the Best of Iowa, the Watermelon Feed. The Skid Loader Rodeo Preliminaries will be held again leading in the afternoon. That'll lead up to the finals that night, where they'll have the finals of the Skid Loader Rodeo. And also they'll have the Grand Champion Beef Selection will be out in front of everyone on Monday night as well. And that'll kind of close out a lot of the activities and lead us into Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, July 31st, and that'll be the livestock sale. That'll be one long sale during the day, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, and that'll go on throughout the day until everything is sold. So some changes in the scheduling and things, and really not a lot of adjustments to the basic schedule. But a lot of the adjustments are going to come to the days that those things are happening. So the schedule, a lot of things haven't changed a whole lot, but it's the days that those things will be happening. We will be out broadcasting live later on this week and through the weekend from the Cass County Fair. We'll be out there at our fair booth from 1 to 7 each day, so stop on out and check us out too. We'll be out there broadcasting live with all the folks there. We'll also have plenty of interviews from 4-H and FFA youngsters and leaders during the course of the time. Our broadcast days will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then we'll also be out there on Tuesday to kind of keep you updated on what's going on at the sale of the livestock as well as we kind of finish that stuff out. So make sure you stop on out and enjoy a lot of those kinds of things as well. We'll have our question of the day. You'll have a chance to answer that, have a chance to win some prizes also. But stop on out and say hey, and we hope to see you at the fair, but just remember those days coming up a little bit different this time around. And we'll also have live coverage as well this week from the Audubon County Fair as we move through the week. Well, later on this weekend, as we get into the latter part of the week, we'll have live coverage from the Audubon County Fair also. So lots of things going on with county fairs and stuff this week. Must be fair season. It's hot out, right?
Oh, yeah.
It just has to be. But do remember those dates and days as things have changed a little bit, especially for those folks who aren't, as I say, really entrenched in a lot of the fair activities and stuff. They've worked real hard to put together some of the activities and stuff that will go on during the course of that time. They still do need your support. Remember, it's a free fair. There's no gate or grandstand admission. So when you do stop out to the Cass County Fair, they do ask that you stop by the food stands and whichever one you prefer, and make sure you enjoy some of the great food that they have. And a lot of folks have donated a lot of stuff to that. That's what keeps the fair free and actually pays for a lot of the stuff that goes on, too. So make sure you stop on out and enjoy. Just remember the dates are just a little bit different this year.
You know, the optimistic thing, my birthday's always been during the fair. And when I was a kid, it always rained during the fair, one day during the fair. So it's going to happen.
What, rain?
You betcha. I'm predicting it.
You know, I wouldn't. Normally, that just takes the edge off the day, but that'd be wonderful. I think people will be out just soaking it up, just thankful that it's finally raining.
Yep, it always happened when I was a kid. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
Pretty sure. Just wash the car, and you're good.
Right. I've even tried that.
I know, I have too. It hasn't worked. Hey, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Being cool comes easy for us at Camlin Plumbing and Heating. All our technicians are trained to help you be one of the cool ones also. With all our training, you can rely on Camlin Plumbing and Heating to help you out at just about any time and get your air conditioner putting out that great cold air. If your air conditioner is beyond repair, we carry the leading line in units, Lennox, to offer you options for a new unit and can usually have it installed within 2 to 3 days. We know that you need this air conditioning, and we put a high priority on your call for help. Come to trust in Camlin Plumbing and Heating and see why so many of your neighbors already call us. Call us in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day, Andy Rooney today. I've learned that when you harbor bitterness, happiness will dock elsewhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I couldn't get past the eyebrows.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Brett.
I could have tried to do it with an accent, I suppose.
Have you ever noticed? No, don't do that. Thanks for coming in this morning. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.